it's hard to take you seriously when you're posing in your G-string bikini studying for your law exam. I'm like, if you want people to take you seriously for this, take it seriously.
That Instagram will now tell users when to take a break from using the app.
She failed this exam literally like three times.
If I could sign up to go to Mars, I'd probably do it.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, Espy, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Nobody Ya Know. I hope you're having a wonderful morning or night wherever you're tuning in from. But this episode, we have a lot to say and a lot of gossip. So are we ready?
We are.
Hell yeah.
All right. So let's just get straight to it. Kim K finally passed this baby bar exam. I was finally. Like, queen, when was this going to happen? Like, we've been waiting. She failed this exam literally like three times.
This is her three, fourth time.
Yeah, in the past 2 years.
Maybe if she spent as much time studying for the baby bar as she spent getting ready to take pictures like, of her pretending to study for the baby bar,
she might have passed
a while ago.
Like, not to be mean, but when I saw it at first, I was like, oh, she failed again. You know, like, that's what I was expecting. But, no, she surprised us, and congrats to her. I am so happy.
Yeah, it's very exciting for her.
It is. That's cool.
You had something to say. What was it?
This baby bar exam is the, it's for, in the state of California, you do not have to go to law school in order to become a lawyer. You can just take her route and take this baby bar exam. And it's very interesting because I don't know, I just can't see her, I can't take her seriously. You know what I mean? Like, I just...
She's known... Kim K in the reality show. You don't think of Kim K as a lawyer. A famous lawyer. You think of her as the reality show or, like, I don't know, other stuff.
Yeah. So I think that's where I come from. Yeah. Like, that's where it's coming from with me. It's just like, oh, this, it's great. Don't get me wrong. It's wonderful. It's just, you don't, it's not like it's like, oh, it's like a plan to fall back on. Like, girl's a billionaire. Like, she doesn't need to, but I mean, it's, I don't know. It's weird to me. It's just weird.
I think she wants to prove she's more than just a hot face and body. But, I mean, I've read some of the things that she's trying to, like, advocate for. And it's pretty cool sounding. But I do think, you know, it's hard to take you seriously when you're posing in your G-string bikini studying for your law exam. I'm like, if you want people to take you seriously for take it seriously.
Like
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a little weird.
It is a little weird. I mean, it's a little bit, not to compare them, but it's kind of like when Trump became the president. It's like, you know.
There you go.
Right.
It's like
there
this guy go. That has no idea what politics are, you know.
Right.
And, like, not because you're rich, it means that you know what to do. You know what I mean? I don't know.
And like, exactly. Exactly.
It also damaged a little bit of the profession, and I don't mean it for her because she probably could be a great lawyer, she could be doing things, but it's just like some people shouldn't do things when they are not having the experience and the the thing to back it up, you
exactly
know, like,
yeah exactly
and
exactly.
I'm not a law student and I don't know much about law, but like naming it the baby bar, I know she didn't name it that, but it makes it seem like it's even more ridiculous that it took her four times to do it. Because it's like a baby could do it, but you could. I'm sure we'll get comments from, like, law school students being like, dude, the baby bar is really hard.
It's probably really hard.
No joke.
The name is very misleading, I would say that.
Yeah,
right, right, right.
I agree.
Speaking of education, congratulations to Megan Thee Stallion for graduating with her bachelor's degree in health administration from Texas Southern University.
I know.
Three-time Grammy Award winner and now a bachelor's degree. I mean, she's winning all around, all over the board. She did it in honor of her mother, her grandma, and her great-grandmother, because they were all college graduates. So she's she's just keeping the tradition alive. So that's a boss right there. Just a boss. Yes. Go off. We love that for her. So congratulations to her.
Good for her. I just adore her son.
I mean, again, she's
again,
another
it's
person.
It's so hard to like take them seriously when
with the songs and
the songs and the pictures. It's like, really?
But she's a savage on stage and in classroom.
Good for her. Yeah. No, good for them. And hopefully, you know, like, this inspires more people to go and get more education and to be better. I think that's what we should take away.
Like, yeah.
It's about getting better. It's about improving yourself. It's about getting to be better, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the point, you know? Because she could just be the girl who takes pictures of Instagram naked.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
But now she's trying to do something better and become, you know, a lawyer, become something else, becoming a professional. And that's good, you know? Like, we should applaud actually that.
Exactly.
It's about improving yourself.
That's something no one could take away from you, is your education.
Yeah,
so it's definitely a plus.
I agree.
Speaking of shift in careers, Dr. Oz running for the Senate to be a senator for the state of...
So I guess he like put in his notice that he's going to stop his talk show, which, I mean, I don't really watch the talk show, but it's I know it's very popular.
It is.
He seems to be very successful with it. And I was like, why is he putting in his notice? And I guess it's because he is running for Senate. In the state of Pennsylvania. And again, I don't know. Hopefully it's better than some other
politicians,
celebrity people who've decided to like. I mean, it's just what Gus and I have talked about before in the past is like I feel like you should have to go to law school,
or like have already. How do you say?
A political background.
Serve in some type of way in a political campaign or
like,
something.
I don't feel like just anyone off the street should be able to do it. Like, even I feel like Kim K having to do the baby bar, like, she's having to follow a set of rules that have been put in place for a very, very long time. And I feel like it should be like that in politics, too. But I guess it's kind of, it feels like it's turning into, like, the celebrity free-for-all, like, oh, I feel like going into politics. And that's not to say they wouldn't be great at it. Like, who knows? But I do feel like they should at least have to take some type of course or, like, go to some kind of school for it. Like,
yeah, like, I mean, have some experience. Like, serve for 5 years or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
being part of the council. I don't know what it's called.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're just like, okay, now I'm the president.
Because then it does make it feel like it's about money. Because the fact of the matter is it takes a lot of money to run for any kind of political position.
It really does.
And so it's turning into this feeling where it's like people are running for political office that like, and they're doing it just because they have a lot of money.
And because they're going to make more money while they're there.
Right. And it's like, what about like, do you have the experience?
Right.
We know you got the money bags.
Yeah.
Do you have the knowledge?
Do you have the experience?
Yeah.
I think it comes, you know, picking back off that, I think it's, are they really going to serve the people? Are they really going to speak for the people and do and make the changes?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where really, for me, it comes down to, yes, I want to run for so-and-so and all that stuff, but are you going to make a difference in the community? Are you going to fix the infrastructure? Are you going to help the needy? Are you going to fix, I mean, there's so much going on in this country, and so it's not about just talk, it's about action, and so I hope Dr. Oz can bring to light that, and hopefully do make a difference, not just in the state of Pennsylvania, which he's running for, but for the country as a whole, so good luck to him in his new adventures. Career adventures.
Yeah.
What also happened this weekend was Miss India is Miss Universe now.
Yeah.
Congratulations to all the Indian people.
Yes.
We have some listeners from India, so congratulations to all of you.
Oh, yes.
Woo-hoo.
Yes. It's been 21 years since Miss India has won Miss Universe.
How many?
21.
21 years. So it's been quite a...
Since 2000, basically.
Yeah, 2000, to be exact.
Crazy.
Yep.
That's exciting. She's gorgeous.
She's really beautiful.
Oh my gosh,
really
I saw beautiful. Her picture and I was like, she could stop traffic and cause accidents. Like,
she's
so beautiful.
She's
like
gorgeous.
Unreal.
So
but
beautiful.
Honestly, they all are. Like, all the, they're yes. Miss Universe.
Yes. If you're
like,
a Miss Universe, you got it.
You have
I
to.
Mean,
you got
have
it.
To those faces, you're yeah. just like, is this for real? Yeah. Like, are yeah. you real life? I'll just poke you. Make sure you're
and
real. Real.
And don't let those faces fool you. They're very smart women, too. They speak very, very well. And they're very knowledgeable people, very educated people, too. So don't let that face fool you, too. Yeah. They're very smart. They're very,
I'm
very smart.
I'm glad you brought up the thing about the intellect, yeah. because Steve Harvey, here he goes again. Mm-hmm.
Why is he still
up.
Hosting this show?
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Why is he still
Columbia,
hosting?
After Columbia.
We're still hurt about that. We're still hurt about that.
He should have gone. Like, I'm
like,
sorry.
Bye,
like, I don't
Steve.
Care about who you are.
I love Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Family Feud. But I don't need him in
right,
Miss Universe.
Right.
No
right.
disrespect.
After you fuck something up, it's like, please... have the respect to the other people
yeah.
you're representing.
Exactly.
So the latest thing,
respect to us.
Yeah. So the latest thing he did is all over the news. So maybe you already saw, but like he asked all these very, you know, deep and insightful questions in the questionnaire part of
mm-hmm.
the pageant,
mm-hmm.
and you know, he asked some people like about their position in the UN, and Miss Great Britain got to talk about learning about Medusa's origin story and how it inspired her to fight against gender-based violence, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So then when Steve gets to Miss India, he asks her to give him her best animal impersonation.
Oh, yes, yes.
So
yes,
she was very caught off guard, but she handled it well. It's not her fault
it's
that
not
he asked her such a stupid question.
Right.
So she ended up, like, meowing.
Right.
Like a cat.
Right, right.
Which I feel like is just kind of degrading. Like, I believe that she has a great meow. Don't get me
don't
wrong.
She probably has a great animal.
But, like,
yeah.
to have all of these other women go before you and, like, get these really great questions and then to be asked that, like, and not get to... And it's not like she's some stupid cookie-cutter girl.
Right.
Like, she actually, like, has a degree,
mm-hmm.
I think, in technology and something... What else was it? Business or something like that, but then also she helps her mother as a women empowerment advocate and to teach women's health and hygiene at camps, and then she's also an actress, so just for her to not like get to like talk about like actually like her real
mm-hmm.
talents
yeah.
and to have to meow as
yeah.
a cat
yeah
is just
it's just
frustrating
it
know?
Is
it's just stupid
That's
so bye
stupid.
Steve we don't want you
no.
doing this anymore retire please
please no. stick to Family Feud you're
that's your
domain
show.
Right there I don't know we're over it but on other news we wanted to for our Latino community this is very sad, and of course, it just happened a couple of days ago. The death of Carmen Salinas, 82, very very successful Mexican actress.
Yes.
Mm. She comedian, politician. She's been 82 years old. She appeared in 115 films, 70 theater works, 23 telenovelas, and 9
wow.
television series.
Wow.
I mean. A wonderful career. May she rest in peace. She is an icon.
How old
truly.
Was she?
82.
Nice.
82. And just recently, yesterday, the 12th of December, Vicente Fernandez, may he rest in peace too, 81. Very very famous.
Super famous.
Super, super famous. Another icon.
Icon, literally.
Completely.
Grammy Awards, Latin Grammy Awards, 14 Lo Nuestro Awards, Hollywood Walk of Fame, 50
Dang.
Million copies. I mean, may he rest in peace and hopefully their families are staying united through these hard times. But
so hard for
it's
yeah.
it's been a
Super
big
sad.
Loss in the Latino community. So
Super
yeah.
big loss.
Yes.
I mean, that guy represented so many things, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember it since I was a little kid, just
mm-hmm.
listening to all this
mm-hmm.
type of music. I
yeah.
remember my mom going to their concerts all the time.
Exactly.
He would go to Cali all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of surprising, but,
yeah.
you know, it's part of a lot of things, a part of us.
Yes,
know?
It
oh,
truly is.
I mean, they're
a part of our parents' lives.
Yeah.
I mean, our lives. I mean, yes.
Very sad.
It's very, very,
very sad.
A tremendous loss
mm-hmm.
to the entertainment yes. industry. Yeah.
Very, very sad.
On another note, I read an article. This is
super cool.
This is actually fascinating, actually. There was a new planet with oceans of lava just discovered.
Wow.
A new planet discovered by scientists has oceans of lava covering its surface. The new planet is smaller than Earth. 3/4 the size, to be exact.
Yeah.
This is larger, tiny planet. It's larger than Mercury and smaller than Mars. Okay. It is roughly 30 light years away from Earth. Here's a picture of it.
Wow.
30 light years away from Earth.
It looks hot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Space has always been so fascinating to me. I don't know about y'all, but it's... Yeah. When you really grasp the idea of galaxies and universe and just stars and how everything is just like so, I mean, you really feel like you're a pebble in a piece of, like you really feel like that in this galaxy. It's incredible. It's incredible how we find new planets and stars and how things just, it's fascinating. It's really fascinating.
I love it. You know, this reminds me, I was listening to somebody talking about why we are not going to be able to see aliens in this time period right now. Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'm good with that too.
His explanation was...
Unless they're hot, then that's fine.
He says, you know, he could probably be wrong or not. He says, no, I'm not a scientist. I don't know. He was saying, like, this is my opinion. And it kind of makes sense a lot. So what he meant is that right now, for us to be able to go to Mars, it takes so long. Like, we haven't even been able to break the light barrier, you know, the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody is able to break that, they will be also able to travel on time.
Mm-hmm.
If they can break that speed.
That's incredible. Wow.
So
that's
incredible. If somebody has already break that, they will have already been here.
Right.
We will have already know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And what he also was saying is, like, the closest planet, he says, there is life in the universe. Like, we are not the only ones.
Mm-hmm.
But for us to get there, it takes light years.
It takes light years. Yes.
So by the time we do that, we don't have the technology. Like, we can barely go to the moon right now.
Right. That's crazy. The thing. It's honestly nuts.
But I love all of that. Just, like, knowing. And there's a show on, I forgot what it is, but they, like, show a lot of, like, galaxies and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. I'm upset. I think the movie with Matthew McConaughey, I forgot what it's called, but when he also travels. He travels in space.
Yes.
That movie, oh my God.
So
it's crazy good. It really, truly is. My mom wanted me to be a scientist growing up, but then I realized that you had to be like really, really good at math.
I chose ballet instead.
I wanted to be an artist in the world. Right?
What are you talking about? We're millionaires.
But that doesn't take away from the fact that I have a huge appreciation for science, and I think just learning about space has always been fascinating. It really, truly is.
It's so amazing. All the things. Interstellar is such a good movie.
It really is. It truly is.
I mean, if I could sign up to go to Mars, I'd probably do it.
That's the thing. I'm too scared to leave.
I've always been intrigued,
but I'm too scared to leave. Like,
think,
I'm good here. You know what I mean?
Mars. I think it's about the idea of going to space, the idea of going somewhere else.
That's overwhelming. Guys.
No, I mean, I agree with that. I just think let's find another planet than Mars. Mars doesn't seem great.
Mars is the closest one. That's why we are thinking of Mars, because it's the...
Yeah.
Possibility.
This new little one that we were talking about earlier sounds way better.
In lava?
This new little one.
You're insane. Lava is no. Oceans of lava? How? No. I'd rather to go to Mars.
Right.
Well, I mean, you're still going to burn if you just like walk off the thing. So.
Yeah, no. That's the thing. I respect it enough to be like, I know where my lane is. Like, I like it from a distance. You know what I'm saying? Like, on the TV screen, I'm good. You know, I'm good here. I'm happy here.
Like, the next thing you know is going to be real world Mars.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be pretty soon when we're going to be like, Elon Musk just went to Mars. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be like Bachelor in Mars.
Bachelor in Mars.
I mean, I think.
Almost Mars.
That is hilarious. I was listening also somewhere that the next launches that they're going to do to the moon is to people actually start building in the moon. Like, it's now so then we start going somewhere
right.
else. Which
going
is crazy.
Somewhere else. I just, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's going to be crazy in the next few years to hear all of that. Mm-mm. It's so crazy also how fast the things are moving right now. Mm-hmm. You know, like you just hear the metaverse, you hear these things, mm-hmm. you hear that, you hear the planet dying. It's like, what is it really happening? You know?
It does feel overwhelming.
It feels overwhelming.
It does.
Yeah. I just feel overwhelmed by all the different, like, social media platforms. Like, I can't even handle the thought of, like, other planets, like, I have to worry about, too.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Imagine that, yeah. Exactly. Talking about that, were you saying something about Instagram? You just tell us
yes.
about social media.
Yeah, so there's this article that came out.
Which I don't believe.
I don't believe either, guys. That Instagram will now tell users when to take a break from using the app.
Come on. Like, come their on. Business is about you being there as long as you
right.
can.
Exactly.
Wait, they want you to take a break?
Yes.
Users.
That's why.
Oh, that's total BS. Yes.
Users can turn on the feature in settings and select if they want to be alerted after using the platform for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or 30 minutes.
This is such a kiss ass.
I would like lock you out, I mean, or what?
It reminds me of those commercials for like, where it's like, for, I don't know, H&M or Gap or something, mm-hmm. and it's all about like
recycle
your
clothes,
share your clothes, don't destroy the planet, and then at the very end, it's like
buy H&M.
Yeah, and it's like, like that's
contradicting.
What this feels
it's
like.
So contradicting.
It's like shut off your social media platform, treat yourself better. Take some you time. And
welcome
then it's
to
like,
Meta.
And then it's like, Instagram, the social media platform. And you're
right.
just like, wait,
yeah.
what?
I mean, this comes in the wake of like the questions that the lawmakers over the child safety practices that the companies had to.
It's because they've been having so much problem with all of that.
So this is in light because of that. But I don't think that feature.
That's my vote.
No, it's
I don't think that feature will be used whatsoever.
The model is for you to be there 24/7.
It's hypocritical.
Right, yeah. right. That's how I feel about it. So
yeah,
we'll see
that.
About that. If you don't want to be on social media, just delete the app.
Yeah.
And call it
literally.
A day.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It is so hard to delete it. It is so hard to get away from it. You know.
I feel like I don't have a problem with that at all.
You don't?
I mean, I can totally go cold turkey. Like, I've done that. I've done that break.
Never.
I've done that break. I've done it. And I loved it. And that's
maybe
the thing.
Like
I just don't feel like I'm missing out on.
Maybe because, like, I'm the oldest one in this
No,
room.
I know. I think it has to. I honestly, I feel like it has to do with, like, how you, your personality or how you look at things or what you think it's important. I don't know. But I've done the cold turkey. I've done 40 days, like, and I was fine. I was literally fine. I was like, I could continue this after 40 days. Like, I didn't find the need to continue. Like, I don't find the need. Or maybe because I'm not intrigued with, you know, with people in my circle. I don't know. I don't know
I
what
would
it
say
is.
Once you do start scrolling, it is hard to stop. But I think I don't ever have, like, the urge to go on it. But like once I do go on it, like if and when I do, I do see why it's like sometimes hard to get off of it.
Well,
yeah,
I'm the opposite. I'm like the toxic one. I don't post much, but I watch every story. I see every post. That's me.
She's a little FBI over here, guys. She's gonna stalk
you. I mean,
you.
One thing
I know everything
that's
about
cool
you.
About it is that you can see things happening in other parts of the world in a different way than you can with like news, because it's not a news story or something sad or tragic happening in another part of the world.
True.
Like you literally get to see like, okay, how does a girl in the Czech Republic dress when she goes out to the club?
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of thing. Because it's like, I would love to go to the Czech Republic, but like when am I going to? So it's like a cool way to like see like a telescope into someone else's life. But I then also feel like, I don't know, if men experience this quite as much as women, but like the comparison thing really is strong, especially on Instagram, because it's like way more photo heavy or video heavy than say Facebook, for example. So it's like you're constantly seeing, like, instead of just feeling like insecure or threatened about, like, you know, the beautiful girls that live in the place that you live in, it's now suddenly like, holy cow, there's like supermodels times 5 billion all over the world, and like you just start to feel really insecure and unattractive, and like, and then like, you know, you see them on the private jet with their like Russian bajillionaire husband, and then you're like, what am I doing with my life? I'm sitting on a couch and Eugene
watching their story.
Yeah. No, I mean, it could be all that, but there is a bright side to social media where you find good positive stories or informative things, mm-hmm. Like positive messages or mm-hmm. like things that you learn about that in other platforms you wouldn't learn about. Yeah, like, totally. You know, movements that you care about or social injustices or like things like that. Like important matters sometimes mm-hmm. come to light on social yeah. media, which is
totally true.
The bright side to things too, to spread the word, things like that. So I mean, mm-hmm. it's not always all that bad, but it's conflicting. Social Instagram, you have a mix. It's conflicting.
You have to have a strong emotional strength.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to know who you yeah. are.
Yes.
I mean, for me, I never really have looked at social media like comparing myself, mm-mm. like at all.
Right.
You know, like. If I see somebody in a job or something, I'm like, oh, I want to be that. But that's a motivation instead of, like, what am I not there?
Right, yes. Right.
You know? Well,
right.
Maybe this right. is a podcast conversation for another time because I feel like, again, I don't want to speak for the ladies here, but mm-hmm. I do feel like that's the difference, obviously generalizing majorly, between a lot of men and women is, like, men use other men as motivation. Mm-hmm. And women use other women succeeding as competition.
Yes.
It's incredible.
So, I don't know.
That's yeah. so, wild. Yeah. That's so wild. So wild.
Because when I see, I don't know, somebody famous and somebody successful, I'm like, oh, I can do that as well. You know, like, yeah. I want to do that. Like, right. And that's how I use social media most of the time. You know, mm-hmm. like, right now, my social media is about cryptos and NFTs and yeah. things like that. And, like, people... networking and like how to be better, how to, you know, and it's like, I love it. I feel like, yeah. you know, like I actually want to see what's going on. I actually want to see because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I can be here too. I can learn from this. I can grow myself. I don't know. That's how yeah. I'm feeling it right now.
Yeah.
So
that's nice.
I don't know.
That's good.
That's yeah. good.
That's yeah, a like good
that.
Thing.
We
now.
Need to emulate that more.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oops. Speaking yeah. of social media, what happened to J.K. Rowling? In this Twitter feud, what's this thing all about?
It was a little confusing. I don't know if anyone else read about it.
I did not.
It's something about homophobic or something. It's along about, those lines.
It's along the lines of some of the other controversial stuff that she's been getting into in the recent past with the transgender community, mm-hmm. and just kind of using her platform in a way that. A lot of people in the transgender community feel like is really negative and hurtful and harmful towards them.
And belittling them.
And something about how, like, the police were going to start enforcing some new, like, regulations and policies about how they identify mm-hmm. perpetrators of sexual assault. And, like, if you're assaulted by a transgender person... Mm-hmm. Like, can that person self-identify as a woman even if, like, they did the sexual assault with their private member that's typically known to be a male? So wow. I don't know how to say wow. that in a way that's, wow. like, appropriate for a podcast. But that's kind of the impression. Like, the verbiage is really confusing when I was mm-hmm. reading the article, but it was kind of just, like,
yeah.
a lot of people felt like she was saying, okay, so now you're saying, like, transgender people are the ones who are like
the rapers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. essentially. But then, you know, on the side of the argument that J.K. Rowling was making, again, this is not my words mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. thoughts, but she was just saying like that, you know, if you assault someone with a penis, sorry, I have to say the word. Yay, otherwise, bong. Like
you can.
You can.
That like you that. That's like a male member, quote unquote, according to her. Mm-hmm. And so why should they? So anyways, it's just she keeps making waves. And,
yeah.
you know, there's I think that's the interesting and weird thing about, you know, having a lot of money. I think she has so much money that she does not care at all what people like think or if she's like pissing off people. So, like, there's one part of it where you're like, you know, like, props for just having your opinion and, like, mm-hmm. not caring. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, it's like that old quote that's in so many movies and books where it's like, if you're a person of privilege, like, you have a responsibility to, you know, protect people that don't have the same privilege as you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or so, that platform.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, she has a lot of impact. She has a lot of power. And she's pissing off a lot of people. And so...
Yeah. That's sad. It's wow. Sad. Yeah. That's sad because she can write about this magical world of wizards and magic. And and we're talking about real life now. And it's like assault is assault. Mm-hmm. People are people. I mean, if people are getting hurt, that's not right. Mm-hmm. That's well, it's...
I kind of like what you said too, like assault is assault. Like, why do we have to like label it as a gender? Yeah. At the end of the day, if someone assaults you,
yeah, it's
who cares?
It's violence.
No.
It's violence.
They assaulted you.
Exactly. Period. That's it. Assault is assault.
So sometimes I think lately we're living in a time when things are being like over complicated. And I'm not saying like we don't need to change things, but like sometimes again, like, it doesn't, assault is assault, and that's it.
That's it, period.
Like, why
period.
Do we have to, like...
No buts, ifs, whats, nothing.
So
no,
much
that's it.
Of a big deal. No. Right. So, anyways,
right.
I wonder how, you know, the Harry Potter fandom will respond. But.
Right. Yeah, that is pretty interesting. More because right now, I don't know if I'm just seeing fake news or something, but there is a lot of things about the new Harry Potter or new creatures. I don't know how is the movie called, or, like, the new...
It's a movie?
I don't know if it's a movie. Oh. I don't know if it's a TV show. I don't know. I've been seeing a lot, like, returning to Hogwarts or, like, 20 years or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, the reunion.
Okay. I don't know if it's a reunion, but it's, like...
Well, there was, like, a... I think, like, a 20th anniversary or something like
something
that.
Something along those lines,
and, like,
yes.
I heard through the grapevine that she wasn't
gonna be there.
Gonna be there.
Mm. And it's just kind of sad because it has to be weird, the author of the...
Of the book.
Book that is the... Yeah. Reason behind the movies and the reason all of these kids are now like super famous,
right.
Whatever,
the success of that franchise
is not there.
Yeah,
so
it's crazy.
If you hear some whining in the background, it's not me, it's the dog. She's just saying hello.
She's saying hello.
Yeah, she's
our little mascot
very needy today.
Aww.
Yeah,
so yeah,
what else? Which other topics do we have?
Which other topics?
I had one more, but I don't know if it's too much.
Of what? Tell us.
Well, there was the USA Gymnastics and Olympic Committee agreed to pay gymnasts a historic $380 million lawsuit over the Larry Nassar abuse scandal. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening and you don't know who Larry Nassar is, whatever, he was the doctor for the gymnasts.
USA women
gymnasts who were based Olympic athletes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, according to court documents, et cetera, he assaulted around 500 girls.
500?
500. And I don't know if all 500 of them pressed charges. I think maybe more like 300. I don't know the exact details of that, but, like, it's like a record-breaking like lawsuit settlement. $380 million is crazy.
That's insane.
That's insane.
So like
insane.
Simone Biles is like one of the girls who
Ali Raisman.
Yeah.
That is insane.
And so so good for them. I'm glad that they're gonna get some, you know, retribution for what they went through.
Yeah.
But that still don't take it away, you know.
No.
There's no amount of money
into your.
They're still scarred. They'll forever be scarred.
Right.
No matter how much money or whatever. Like.
Yeah. No money can take that away from you.
That's just sad.
And it's sad to those. To any woman, but to those girls that dedicated their whole lives to their sport, to their craft, and perfecting it, and to being that level, and then having to deal with a stupidity, a disgrace like that on the side. It's a shame. It's a shame
that so many of them experienced it.
Exactly.
But didn't like. Feel safe to talk to each other about it. And I think that's
really sad.
Hopefully, like, the learning lesson and this, you know, like, to me it's so tragic that, like, we're still living in a time where, like, girls are afraid, and not just girls, but, like, you know, anyone.
Anybody is
super afraid to, like, talk to even their friends or people that they work with on a regular basis about what's happening to them. And I hope that this, like, horrible, tragic thing can, like, shed light on that and hopefully, like, make other people who've experienced that realize, like, it's okay, it's safe, you're not alone. Like, come forward, talk to people. Like, no one should have to go through that.
Mm-hmm. Never. No, not nobody, alone. Ever. No.
Ever.
So, yeah.
So I feel like we need to say something happy after that.
Yes, we
very
do.
True. Very well, true.
Yeah, I feel like we have a couple of news today that are like...
It's been
heavy.
Boom, yes. boom.
Yes, pretty bad. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like I had some news, something different that I... Now I cannot remember.
Well, how about this? How about we end it on this? When did you all stop believing in Santa?
Okay, this is a good one. I can't remember the exact age, but I know my sister was already born. And I think this was your first Christmas, actually.
This is actually a funny story. It's pretty cute.
You know what?
We need friends.
Okay.
They say the story every year. I know the story.
And so, so it's the 24th. And my sister is laying down, like, in the crib. And my mom calls me out. She's like, Espy, let's go out. I think I hear the reindeers. Let's go out. I said, okay, mommy, I'm going to go. And then we stay out there for a little bit. I said, I don't see any reindeers. I don't, okay. And so
pause.
I go.
We are Latina, so we have to explain that we celebrate.
Of course. We get our presents the 24th, obviously.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
Right. Not in the morning. not when you wake up.
Yeah. So anyways, then we go back. I go back and with my mom, I see all my presents there. I say, oh, wow. Oh, okay. Santa did come. Okay.
This part gets so good.
And then I was like, oh, but like how, I was shocked. I was like, so how does this happen? And then I was in shock. I didn't care much about my presents. I said, my sister saw Santa before me because she was in there awake. And so I didn't even care about my presents that year. I was just like in
you
shock that my 3-month-year-old sister saw Santa before me. And that's where that came with the whole Santa thing. I was just like, that's not right.
Yeah.
That's
I
why.
Have a similar story. I was like maybe 10, and we were with our family, and Santa's coming. So they, like, literally threw us all in a room, and then they, like, opened the door, and the gifts are there. I'm like,
This is fishy.
This is so fishy. This is so planned out. Like, no.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, he came down the chimney. And I'm like, no.
You guys have a chimney in Miami.
Yes. I know. It's funny, but we do. Yeah.
That is hilarious.
That's the point. Do you guys use it?
Yes.
Like,
because it does get, like, cold.
Oh, my
over
God.
There.
When it gets 60 or something, 70.
Cold is, like, 60, 70.
If you under God. 70, that's it.
Yeah. And it's, like, Blizzard. But it's, like, freezing. Like, Uggs, hot cocoa. Like, we go all out.
Uggs at 67. Like, in Eugene. Sorry, I shouldn't say Eugene.
Literally.
You don't know where it is anyways. The place where I live, like, when it's 67 degrees out, like, legit, especially if you're on campus, you will see girls, like, in Daisy Dukes, like, swimsuits laying in the sun. They're like, it's so sunny and hot.
Right. If the sun, like, is out, then
you're
good.
You're so confused. It's, anyways.
Yes, you know? It's true. It's
so
true.
So, Gus, what about you? When did you stop believing in the Santa?
I don't know. I cannot think of it, to be honest.
I feel like I ask you questions about your childhood, and you're like, I don't know. I don't remember. I'm like, did you blank out, like, your whole 8 years of your childhood?
No, I think it just, you know, like, I feel like I never really believed in it. Like, I never really
had
into it.
That sounds
so sad. No.
Yeah.
Because it's not about that, you know. It's just about being with the family and, like, enjoying your presents. Right. When you're a little kid, you don't care where the present comes from.
Right. I did. I
was pissed.
No, I wasn't. I just wanted it to be, you know, I just wanted my PlayStation.
That's it.
I didn't care who brought it.
I just had to be
around. That does sound like so you.
Yeah, you know. But sorry, I gotta say, the movie was called Fantastic Beast, number 3.
That's the J.K. Rowling.
The J.K.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ash, tell us.
So, I'm like SB. I was mad about, it wasn't so much like, about the presents, it was like how it happened and who and what, and, you know. And so I was at an age, I think I was about 8, and I think I was like starting to get kind of suspicious. And I remember walking in the living room, and I think this was like Christmas Eve morning, and I saw this huge blanket laying over the top of this what appeared to be a box, you know. So like I waited for people to go to bed, and then I snuck out there and I looked under, and like for months I had been asking Santa for a ice cream maker by Play-Doh. Like, so it was like one of those scenes where you put like Play-Doh in it, and it was like, and you could like pull the lever and it would make like an ice cream cone.
This is a nice gift. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I was like, this is all I want. The only thing I want. I don't want anything else. So I got it, right? And so I look under the blanket and I see that it was a Play-Doh toy, but it was not an ice cream maker. It was like a fast food thing. It was like you could make little hamburgers and french fries and stuff. And I was like so mad. And I was like, Sharon, that's not real. I've been very good. And like, this is not, I was very specific. Very specific. So, and then the next day I was like, maybe he'll still come like in the middle of the night. Like, maybe I'm going to get the fast food thing for my parents, and then I'm still going to get the ice cream maker. But no, no ice cream maker ever arrived. Aww. Then I was, I almost stopped believing completely, but I was like, maybe, still real. So the next, like, time, I was like, I'm going to test this out. And I didn't test it out on Christmas. I tested it out when I lost a tooth, because that happened sooner than Christmas was coming.
Oh, okay.
So I tried like the absolute hardest. Like I lost my tooth and I didn't tell a soul all day. I didn't speak. I didn't open my mouth. I was just like, because I was like, if I tell my mom, she's gonna like, it was like my way of testing the truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smart.
So she was very strategic.
She knew that I had lost a tooth. But, like, I felt her come in the night and, like, put her hand under the pillow and, like, open my eyes. And I was like, you lying sack it, dot, dot, dot. And then I knew.
Very strategic with your moves.
But I was still happy because I got my dollar. So I moved on. Right. You know? Right. But after that, I was like, all right, no Santa, no Tooth Fairy. But then I became you, guess, where I was like, okay, as long as you bring me my, I'm happy.
You're right.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Anyways, if you've been naughty or nice, I hope that this holiday season brings a lot of joy, a lot of love, and good health, and togetherness and unity. So on that, we will leave it off. Thank you, everybody, for watching us on
Happy
our YouTube.
Holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to rate us. Don't forget to comment, please. It helps us a lot. Subscribe. Yeah, follow us on all social media. And yeah. We'll leave it at that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Until next time, everybody. Yes. Bye.
Adios.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at @nobodyyouknow_podcast. See you next time.